讲要一代传一代倍增门徒 multiply.
And then finally, the third point that from generation to generation we multiply.
第二章第二节。
Second chapter verse 2.
你在许多见证的面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses.And trust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
什么是今天教会的问题？
What is the challenge that we as a church face today?
就是交托不出去。
Then that is, we cannot pass it on. We cannot pass it out.
找不到忠心的人，训练不出来忠心的人，没有人来接棒。
We cannot find the candidates. We cannot identify those people that we can give them the baton.
如何能够增添同工做生命的传承？
How shall we find the co-workers? How shall we multiply the partners in the gospel?
今天保罗告诉我们一个秘密。
This morning, we heard this particular formula from Apostle Paul.
第二章第二节，提摩太后书是秘密。
The second Timothy, second chapter, second verse.
是增添同工的秘密。
And that is how we select and multiply the workers.
是训练门徒训练的精华的最重要的一句话。
And that is the gist of how to do discipling.
如果你在做门徒训练，如果你不用到这一句真理的话，你不是在做门徒训练。
If you are doing discipling,You, if you do not identify this as a key verse, I don't think you are training genuine disciples.
二章二节是世代同堂的训练。
And there in the second verse, we see four generations of partners in the gospel.
我在二章二节的我是指的保罗。
And here in this verse, when the Paul says I, that means Apostle Paul.
我是传福音的，我是使徒，我是师父。
I, the teacher, the apostle.
你是指的提摩太。
And here Paul saying that I to you, you meaning Timothy.
提摩太要来接保罗棒的这个人。
And Timothy is supposed to receive from Apostle Paul.
提摩太是保罗一直在训练的一个人。
And Timothy has been selected, chosen, identified for training under teacher Paul.
保罗是第一代。
Paul the first generation.
提摩太是第二代。
Timothy the
second. 提摩太传给谁？
And Timothy has to pass it on to somebody.
不是传给任何的人。
It's not just for anyone.
传给忠心的人 ，FAT 的人。
And he is to look for trust, reliable people.
然后那个忠心的人再传给别人，也是一个 FAT 的人。
And these reliable people, they have to seek the fourth generation so that they would have people identified to entrust.
这就是一代传一代倍增门徒。
And here we see from generation to generation the multiplication of the disciples of Jesus Christ.
这种增长是几何级数的增长。
And this is a geometric multiplication.
也就是两个、四个、八个、十六个、三十二个、六十四个。
And there we are talking about from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16.32 and going on.
只有借这种方法，福音才能够传到地极。
Only through this methodology can the gospel reach until the ends of the earth till that day.
只有这种方法，大使命才能够实现。
Only with that can the Great Commission be accomplished.
你我有责任找下一代的传承。
You and I have that obligation and responsibility to seek and identify the next generation.
你跟我在教会里面找什么样的人？怎么样去找呢？
What kind of people have you identified and located?
你的责任是什么呢？
What do you see as your responsibility?
保罗指出来，我们的责任有两方面。
Paul has said that we as Christians have two responsibilities.
当你找到一个是 FAT 的人的话，忠心的。
When you find someone who's FAT.
你让两方面对他挑战。
You give them two challenges.
第一方面是恩赐的眺望，眺望他的恩赐。
First, to inspire or to flame his gifts.
我们看第一章第六节。
Chapter 1 verse 6.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐如火眺望起来。
And verse 6 there says, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
圣灵透过保罗把恩赐赐给了提摩太。
The Holy Spirit has through the hands of Paul been entrusting special gifts to Timothy.
彼得也告诉我们，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，也就是眺望别人的恩赐。
Apostle Peter also has said that each of us has to serve the ministry according to our spiritual gifts.
第二方面。
The second.
保罗要叫我们用爱心的鼓励。
The Apostle Paul has challenged us that we need to exalt one another with love.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
保罗知道提摩太有个问题。
Paul recognizes that Timothy has a problem.
他缺乏信心。
He lacks
自信心。缺乏自信心。
Self-trust.
因此保罗在书信里面常常的鼓励提摩太。
And therefore, Apostle Paul oftentimes challenges Timothy.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我在教会里面有责任，我们挑起别人的恩赐，我们有责任爱心的鼓励别人。
You and I, as members of this church, has this responsibility that will fan into flame, encourage one another that we will use our spiritual gift for the ministry.
这就是我们的责任，去怎么样去找下一代。
And this is our responsibility to seek and identify the next generation.
你跟我还有不但是找下一代，我们还有责任教下一代传承。
We do not only select, identify, but we also have the responsibility to teach so that it will be passed on.
保罗讲，你也要学我，像我学基督一样。
Paul has exalted Timothy that you learn from me as I from Christ.
第三章十四节保罗说。
Chapter 3 verse 14 there it says,
但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，跟保罗学的。
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it.
保罗告诉我们怎么样去教导，三方面去教导。
How shall we teach? Paul gives us three ways of teaching.
一章十三节告诉我们用知识上去教导。
Chapter 1 verse 13 is we teach the knowledge.
用纯正话语的榜样去教导。
We teach according to the pattern of sound teaching.
知识上的教导。
And that is the knowledge of the head.
保罗也告诉我们要去关怀情感上关怀的影响。
Paul also says that we need to be concerned that we teach with the heart that we care and we are committed.
他讲提摩太是我的真儿子，保罗待他像父亲待儿子一样。
And Paul has many times mentioned that Timothy, you are my true son, that I am your father.
不但是知识，不但是情感，还要在技能上的教导。
It's not only the head knowledge, the heart, the compassion, the emotion, but also the teaching and the transmission of skills.
好像师父带学徒一样的教导。
It's just like a master training an apprentice.
所以保罗讲，我亲密的同工提摩太。
And Paul, in looking upon Timothy, turns to him as partner, intimate partner in the gospel.
六封书信里面，保罗跟提摩太同名，把提摩太的名字放上来。
In six different epistles that Paul wrote, he has mentioned Timothy.
我在神学院的时候有一个很有恩赐的一个同学。
When I was teaching in a seminary, I got to know a very gifted brother, student.
有一次他替一位中国的传道人，很有恩赐的老传道人翻译。
And one time he was doing translation work for a very famous evangelist.
所以在大的讲道之前的时候，他们在后面祷告。
And so prior to the meeting, they were praying at the back.
当祷告完的时候，这位老的神的仆人就跟我的同学讲，他讲实在是你们这一代应当起来了，就不需要像我这把年纪还要东奔西跑。
And this elderly evangelist mentioned to this young student that your generation should rise up so that we the elderly do not need to run around that much anymore.
我这位同学啊，反应很快，嘴巴也很厉害。
That student is also very smart.
他马上回了一句话。
He immediately responded.
他讲，某某牧师，你们什么时候把一堂聚会让给我们来讲呢？什么时候你做过这些事情？
And then this young student said, when was the last time that you people have given us a chance to preach on your pulpit?
哎呦，这一位神所重用的老传道，当时脸都红起来了。
And this very famous evangelist all of a sudden was embarrassed.
弟兄姐妹，我们中间的人应当把棒子交给底下的人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn the lesson of how to pass the baton.
生命的传承。
The transmission of life.
生命的传承是神国扩展的方法。
And that is how we multiply the kingdom of God.
它是教会的责任。
And that is the responsibility of the church.
一代传一代的继续不断的传承。
From generation to generation, the continuous transmission.
这是神给他教会的托付。
And that is the commission that God has given his church.
是给每一位神儿女的责任。
To each and everyone who claims to be the sons and children and daughters of God.
当照使徒们所传纯正话语的规模做福音的传承。
And we are to pass on this life by teaching according to the pattern of sound teaching.
这也就是说每一位基督徒都有一个重大的托付跟使命。
And this is the calling for each and every one of us.
他有责任。
And there is the responsibility.
一代传一代的守住信仰。
From generation to generation, the garden.
一代传一代的竭力服事。
From generation to generation to continue in it.
一代传一代的倍增门徒。
From generation to generation,to multiply in the faith.
只有靠圣灵的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
加上人对神的委身。
And that is a commitment that you and I that we give to God.
这项使命才能够达成。
And this commission will be accomplished.
这就是生命的传承。
And that is the commission, the transmission of life.
这是主耶稣基督的大使命。
And that is a great commission.
是必须的。
And it is required.
是可以实现的目标。
And it is possible mission.
是主期待了他每一个儿女背起十字架来达成的。
And that is what it means that you and I carry the cross so that we walk in this faith.
只有当大使命实现了。
It is only when this commission is accomplished.
主再来的应许才会临到。
And then the promise of Christ's return would be materialized.
他说事了我必快来。
And yes, I will soon come.
凡属神儿女的都应当讲阿门，主耶稣、啊。
And、all who are His children say, Amen.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Lord Jesus, Maranatha, I wish, I pray, you come soon.
求主让这个教会一直在做生命的传承。
Pray that this church will continue in this transmission.
一代传一代来迎接为主来再来。铺上道路
from generation to generation until Christ returns.
求神祝福你们
and God bless you.
我们低头祷告
and let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美你，敬拜你，因为你给了我们这样纯真的信仰，让我们要借着你预定的方法，一代传一代的来接棒的方式，直到你的再来。主啊，你快快的来，我们迎接你。听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。